What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of TechSpace Africa, the podcast. My name is Nigel, and I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you who has been listening to the mini podcasts, the large, longer podcasts. You have shown me a massive amount of support in the last few videos, and I'm pretty stoked. So today I want to talk about the Oppo Find N2 Flip, which was launched this Tuesday. I was lucky to be among those invited to the event. And so I got a hands-on on the variant, which is available in Kenya. So saying variant makes me feel like I'm talking about Kang, you know, from the Marvel Multiverse or whatever. But so the available variant here will be in Moonlit Purple and Astro Black. We'll only have the 8GB, 256GB RAM and ROM, and it will cost about 130,000 Kenyan shillings. So let's just attack that price, to end up a price. Just, you know, I posted the price and everyone is saying for an Oppo, I will not pay 130,000 for an Oppo. So it's like, tumefika hii place where we've been with iPhone versus Samsung, but now we are in the same thing, but for Android devices. So now it's Samsung versus others. So Oppo is a big brand. It's a global brand. It's selling devices everywhere. It's not selling this device at 130K in Kenya alone. This device is available. It was launched globally in the UK last month. So it's not only coming to Kenya. It's being sold everywhere. It's a pretty decent device. If you've cared enough, you could have watched some tech reviews, you will see that many people are like praising the device. It's a good device. I had my hands on. I think it's pretty decent. There are a couple of things I don't like about the device, but those, maybe if I get a full review, if I get the device for a full review, I will tell you my sentiments on that. But for now, let's just talk about first impressions. So the selling point on this device is that it is a foldable. It folds. Let's say it flips. It flips open. It closes. It flips. Kama zile Nokia za kitambo. That is why it's expensive. But still, it's a flagship device. It's like a flagship of Oppo, like the Find X5, you know. But it folds. So that is why it is expensive, yeah. Because achieving this technology is expensive. And Oppo has done a really good job to one-up Samsung in the fact that you cannot notice the crease while you are using. While I was reviewing the Galaxy Z Flip 4, everyone was asking me, do you feel the crease? Does it affect you? And I was like, yeah, in the beginning, and then you get used to it. Now, when I was using the Oppo, I didn't feel the crease at all. There is no in the beginning. It is just a fluid, seamless use. And yeah, but I think that is the first thing you will notice when you use the Flip. And it's called the Find N2 Flip. Yeah, so another thing, it's better. It has more battery power. It has about 16.2% more battery power. This is 4,300 milliamperes versus the 700 mAh that is on the Galaxy Z Flip 4. And if you remember, everyone was complaining why these devices cannot have a larger battery because they drain out too fast. So in terms of another feature on paper that I saw is the 50 megapixel camera on the back. The Galaxy Z Flip 4 has 12. So, but you know, megapixels don't count, so It all boils down to the processor, which in this device you have the Dimensity 9000 Plus, which is just as good as the 8 Gen 1, actually the 8 Gen 2. So you also have dual SIM on this one. On the Z Flip 4, I think you have one eSIM and one SIM. And yeah, in terms of the things they failed to like catch up to Samsung, definitely it was not dust proof or water resistant. There is no IP rating, which is actually going to be a deal breaker. It's going to be a deal breaker for a lot of people. It has no wireless charging, you know. And in terms of the camera, there are some features that are lacking. Like, you can see there is no optical image stabilization in the camera. You can see that the video quality, you can only record 4K at 30. Well, on the Z Flip 4, I could record 4K at 60. So that is just about the differences. Now, here comes the big blow to Oppo. Samsung is selling the Z Flip 4 at 95,000 Kenyan shillings. That is way, way, way less. They have undercut Oppo so much. I don't know. I don't know if Oppo will have the same amount of effect they would have had if they sold it. If Samsung was still selling the device at 140K, you know. So yeah, that's a big deal breaker. Also, the price. But I guess it's time we stop saying about brands and start looking at what the device has to offer. Because I think if Samsung came out with the Samsung Find and True Flip with just the same specs, it would be like taken with an amount of depth. Eh? Na kauzito fulani. But because it's Oppo, now people are saying, why am I paying, you know, this kind of money for Oppo? But yeah, so the device is 5G, you know. Let's talk about 5G. Everybody has been talking about 5G. Safaricom has been talking about 5G. It has, expanded all over the country. Everybody's talking about 5G. But let's talk about the reality of 5G. I have 5G in my house. I barely use 5G in my house, you know, because of the prices. So let's talk about the Wi-Fi plans, yeah, from Safaricom. There's about three plans. Number one, the 10 Mbps. First of all, is 4G 10 Mbps bad? Is it like inferior to 10 Mbps on 5G? Because I do not understand. You have a usage limit of 300 gigabytes. Ukimaliza hiyo, unapigwa kifupa. So 10 Mbps for 3,499 Kenyan shillings. That is 5G. So is 5G 10 Mbps better than 4G 10 Mbps? I do not know. I would love someone who knows this. Akuji and show. 100 Mbps, it's 14,999. And 40 Mbps, it's 5,999. So personally, I would not buy any of those. I don't know who even is using that stuff, and that is not even starting to nini the amount of it you have to pay to install the thing. I think the router costs about 25,000. I do not know who will afford this 5G. So let's talk about the other one for mobile data. So for 15 GB you pay 1,000 for 30 days, 2,000 30 days, 3,000 you get. So you get 65 GB for 3,000, 2,000 you get 35, 5,000 you get 100 GB, and 10,000 you get 200 GB for 30 days. Still, that is so expensive at a time when Safaricom is also offering, 3 GB for 55 bob per day. Why would you go buy this? I do not understand this. And I was actually at the launch event of the 5G by Safaricom. I was enthusiastic. I wanted to, you know, it's faster, it's new. But what is, I was expecting speeds like 1 terabit, you know, 500. Why are they selling 10? I do not understand. Why don't they have an unlimited 5G data plan, you know? Why don't they have an unlimited 5G Wi-Fi plan? You know, the setup fee, the monthly subscription, they are too expensive for too many Kenyans, myself included. So, anyways, I do not understand that. But if you want to know, the Safaricom is now available in like 28 towns. It's in Nairobi, Kiambu, Mombasa, Kisumu, Uasin Gishu, Nakuru, Garissa, Kajiado, Kisii, Machakos, Kakamega, Kilifi, Siaya, Kericho, Kwale, Laikipia, Marsabit, Meru, Narok, Nyeri, and Vihiga. So it is really, really available. It's just too expensive. Yeah. So once again, I don't want to take a lot of your time. I think I've yapped. I like to make this about 10 to 15 minutes. So yeah. So thanks guys for listening, and let's catch up on the next one.